el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, students. How are you today? I guess you are eager to start this new series of programs from Zafindi's Review. I hope you enjoy them and stick with me through these 16 weeks. If so, there's no doubt that you'll have good results when you take the test. Thanks for tuning in to this English program.
Today's review is related to week one. Can you play basketball? So be ready and put as much effort as needed in understanding in each and every program.
Listen to the following conversations between two people who have been watching the Olympics in London 2012.
Hi, Pete. What's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. By the way, have you been following the Olympics?
Sort of. I had to study because I need to get a good grade on these final exams, especially in chemistry. But yes, I've been watching some of them.
Oh, that's sad. I watched several events. These athletes are just fantastic.
At first, one contender was winning. Then the other, Li Ziyosi, turned the score in a very intelligent way. She started to score and score, and finally, she won the gold medal. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it. But I saw when the USA basketball team won the gold medal. All the players were extraordinary. But the most outstanding was LeBron. He really deserves the title of the most valuable player.
I watched that game. It was very exciting.
The heptathlon hurdles was another good event competition. Jessica Ennis' great effort to win the gold medal amazed me.
Did you see when Lamardo from Venezuela won the gold medal in fencing?
Oh, yes, that's true. Koji Oshimura jumped as if he had no bones. The almost 90 degrees angle in the air was just perfect.
The way his body gave turns in the air showed a perfect mastery of every single one of his muscles. It was amazing. I totally agreed when the judges appointed him as the winner of the gold.
Yeah, me too. Did you see the sprinting race?
No, I was studying.
Well, you missed one of the best races ever performed by an athlete. Usain Bolt broke his own record and won the gold.
Unfortunately, our representatives, Neri Brenes, didn't classify. Neither Sherilyn Scott nor Gabriela Treña. I had lots of expectations in the track and field discipline, but was very disappointed. The sports we heard are table tennis, known also as ping pong, basketball, artistic gymnastics, heptathlon hurdles, or vias heptathlon, fencing, and sprinting.
Don't forget that in most Olympic events, athletes are awarded with the gold, first place, silver, second place, and bronze, third place medal.
There may also be team or individual sports.
Among the team sports are synchronized diving,
rowing,
and soccer.
Some individual sports are swimming,
judo, shooting, and archery. Some sports are practiced only in the summer. These are called summer sports, like the ones performed at the Olympic Games. Other sports are practiced only in winter, like snowboarding, skiing, or sledding. They are called winter sports.
Whether you like winter sports more than summer ones, or vice versa, remember that practicing a sport is part of having a physical and mental health. choose what you like the most.
Some sports require specific equipment to avoid injuries or even deaths.
For example, to practice rowing, there must be a racing boat.
Oars to propel the boat through the water.
Life vest.
Swimming suits and shoes.
The implements used in rowing are very expensive, but without them, it is not possible to practice this sport. One must get a racing boat with a fin near the back, oars to propel the boat through the water, and boat houses to put the boats when they are not in use.
If you enjoy practicing diving, here are some of the things you need to get.
Your dive gear.
A tank.
A mask.
A wetsuit.
And a diving knife.
But that's not all. You have to buy booties to keep your feet warm, especially if you are diving in cold water.
Then, jacket, which is called buoyancy control device, or BCD.
An alternative air source, or octopus, as a backup regulator in case the first one fails or you need to share air.
Yep, and there are still more implements, a pair of fins as extensions of your feet to move better into the water.
A hood or cap to keep your head warm.
And a slate, which is a waterproof plastic device to communicate in written form underwater. Don't forget the regulators. These are what help you breathe air from the tank.
The depth gauge is very important too. It tells you how deep you are.
And there is still more, a dive computer. With it, you will track air consumption, temperature, how deep you are, and the dive time.
Oh, you must also buy a weight system to help you sink in the water.
See that getting the equipment and implements to dive is expensive.
That's true.
By the way, what's dive gear?
I knew you'd ask. Dive gear is just another name for all the equipment and implements mentioned previously.
As we learn from the dialects, when deciding on a sport or a hobby, one must consider if he or she likes indoor, outdoors, or summer or winter activities.
And of course, an important fact to analyze is if you have money to get the equipment and implements to practice. Otherwise, you might be frustrated or disappointed.
Thank you all for staying with us through all the review. Don't forget to complete week one's exercises and to visit El Maestro en Casa chat for further explanations.
Goodbye, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.